You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today will be our regular, usually 40 to 60 minute show. Yesterday was a special situation where I was preempted exactly at 5, so I had to cut the last show short. One thing that I was going to say that I really didn't have time, but I wanted to add, one of the problems you get into is what I call groupthink, where people are, let's say, in an office or in a neighborhood or community, and they're continually interacting with each other. What happens is they have common opinions. They're not getting the opinions of people outside their immediate group. And as a result, many people, usually the majority, have similar opinions on national affairs, current events, such as Donald Trump. And that is what's happening in Washington. The problem is the people in Washington, especially our elected representatives, should be talking to their constituents. And if they're doing that, they know that what they're doing is contrary to what the people that elected them wanted. The point I was trying to make yesterday was if you talk to the American people, and you see this in polls, and there are many, many polls on this regarding illegal immigration, it can be summarized in one sentence. The American people want existing immigration law enforced. And that does mean the deportation of all criminal, illegal aliens that are here. And it's not 10 million, 11 million, or 12 million. It's 30 to 50 million. The problem is the Washington elite, the New York media, even the Republicans in that, they propagate the lie that's only 11 million, which it isn't. The problem is much larger, and it's been going on for 15 or 20 years under Democrats and Republicans. I'm not going to make this another show on illegal immigration. Frankly, this is on Hillary Clinton. But until the elite, the political elitist establishment, so-called ruling class, both in media, our representatives, as well as the very wealthy, understand that the American people, by overwhelming majorities in both political parties across the political spectrum, want illegal immigration stopped. And until you get that through your head, George Will, Charles Krauthammer, and the various representatives that are for open borders, and your New York media, the Wall Street Journal, even Rupert Murdoch, until you get that message, not only hear it, listen to it, and understand it, you don't understand the rage, outrage, that the American people have for being lied to, misled, and ignored. And that's why Donald Trump's message is resonating with the electorate. And I've said it for many, many years, because I'm very knowledgeable on this issue and several others, that any politician, Democrat or Republican, that would make illegal immigration, as well as legal immigration, an issue in his campaign, a so-called wedge issue, would win both the nomination and the election. And that's something the elites can't stand. That's why they're going nuts. That's why the talking heads or hysterical about Donald Trump. He's telling the truth, and his policies reflect what the American people want. Actually, the American people want more than what Donald Trump wants. Yes, Donald Trump wants the end of anchor babies. So does the American people. The United States is the only nation in the world that allows that. And I'm not going to give a history of the 14th Amendment and how it's being interpreted in the courts. You're missing the point. The American people are tired of women, largely from Mexico, Central America, coming into the United States, dropping a baby, delivering a baby, and that baby gets citizenship, and ultimately the family becomes citizens as well. We're the suckers of the world. No other nation does that, period. And that needs to stop. He's right on that. He's right on deporting all the illegal immigration and its immigrants, and it's not 10 or 11 million, it's 30 to 50 million. It's an invasion that's been going on for over 15 years. And whether it's 2 or 3 million a year, it adds up. And a point that's always over, two more points and I'll close this segment. We have a legal immigration process in place. It does take time, it does take money, usually many years, before people that come here legally, that want to be U.S. citizens, can become citizens. Now, my problem with the legal process is the American people were not consulted. If you ask most Americans, what would be a good number per year of legal immigrants coming into the country? Or you could ask the question another way. How many people do you think come to the country legally every year? Most Americans will say 200,000. 250,000, maybe 500,000. Very few say a million. The real number, it's over a million people come here legally. In other words, the problem with legal immigration is the number's too high. So what I've just given you is what the American people are demanding. Enforcement of the current immigration law, stopping all illegal immigration into the country, and deporting the people that are here. And that also means the federal government, through the Department of Homeland Security, specifically Immigration Customs Enforcement, needs to prosecute employers that are employing illegal aliens, because that is the primary magnet, it's jobs. And the reason why the elites are doing it, the Democratic Party believes if it can get all the illegals ultimately to be citizenship, it will have political control of the United States for decades. Because they believe, and I think they're right, if that should happen, they would get at least 2 out of 3 voters, would be Democratic voters. So that's why they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. The American people do not want illegal immigrants to get citizenship or legal status. They want them deported, and that's exactly Donald Trump's position. So the elites better wake up, because they have an extreme position. What I just gave you is what the American people want, and that's a rule of law position, that's a law and order position, and they're concerned about their children and grandchildren working in this country. Because the second reason why the elites, the billionaires, the millionaires, and their mouthpieces, they want cheap, compliant labor. It's not hard to understand. That's what they're about. That means anywhere from 30 to 50 million illegal aliens competing with American citizens for jobs. So Donald Trump is right on this issue. And if he gets the tax issue right, and that's another one that the elites ignore the American people, the overwhelming majority of American people want the current income tax system replaced, scrapped. Now you get a debate, some are for the flat tax, but by far a better system is a broad-based consumption tax such as the fair tax, or my slight change to that version, fair tax less. So if Donald Trump gets those two issues alone right, and as far as I'm concerned, like I said yesterday, he's for one deal-breaking issue with me is I'll never vote for anyone that's in favor of abortion. In other words, that's pro-choice. Donald Trump has changed his position on that over the years. Today, he's pro-life. People do have a change of heart, do change their mind as they get additional experience and information. And I have to accept that he's telling the American people what he really, truly believes. And that's important, because if he were pro choice or pro-abortion, he's in the wrong party. He needs to go to the Democratic Party. They're the big supporters of Planned Parenthood, not Republicans. The majority of Republicans, not all of them, are pro-life. The overwhelming majority of Republicans are pro-life. So if Donald Trump can get all three right, he has two out of three already, I think he'll get the nomination, and I also think he'll win. Now, my dream ticket is Donald Trump and Ted Cruz as vice president. I think that would be a dynamic duo. What the American people today are looking at, they're trying to determine, and they don't have much time to do it, because they have lives to leave, they're going to college, or they're working full-time, some two, three jobs, and many of them are simply not interested in politics. So they need to quickly understand, and many of them are not tuned in yet. It's way too early, because people that are leading now, and Trump is definitely in the lead by a large margin, he might be out of the race by December. I don't think so, but it could happen. It's happened to others. 1 month or even several months of being the lead doesn't mean you're going to get the nomination, or for that matter, win the presidency. But what the American people need to determine as efficiently as they can is, where do the candidates stand on issues that are of real concern to them? So at this point in time, I think a Trump-Cruz ticket would be a winner, a big winner. That's not going to make many people happy. And until Trump got in the race, I really didn't have a strong preference. I like Cruz, I like Paul, I like Walker. But what happens over time, the candidate's real position, and sometimes it takes a lot of probing, becomes known, and that may or may not agree with what you're looking for. And I caution anyone to don't make the mistake of looking for the perfect candidate, because there never is a perfect candidate. I still have reservations on my list of four, largely in the immigration area, but I want to hear more details in terms of their tax policies. I'm not happy with either Rand Paul or Cruz coming out with the flat tax. It's a suboptimal position. It's not bold, and we need to change the direction of this country around. And there's been many studies of the broad-based consumption tax, especially the fare tax, that if we were to go to that system, the growth rates could be as high as 10%. In other words, not 2%, not the historical trend of 3%, but a dramatic increase, because savings and investment would increase. You'd have more business formation, and all of that means jobs, jobs, jobs. What I'm looking for is something that can turn around this country. Immigration, it should be one of the top issues. Not the first one, not the second, and quite frankly, not the third. But four or five, yes. Just deporting all the illegal aliens, while helpful, especially to those that are displaced in the labor market by them. More importantly, you have to change the tax system, which is really slowing down U.S. growth. And that means going to a broad-based consumption tax, such as the fare tax, or my version of it, fare tax less. And there's a lot of support of it, both in Congress as well as amongst the people. And all I've been waiting for is a true champion of the fare tax or a broad-based consumption tax. And if the champion can communicate why he's for it and understands it, the American people will like it, especially because of that tax prebate. That means the low income and even middle class, everybody in the United States, under my fare tax less version, would get $1,000 a month. Prebate, a tax prebate. Now, a rebate, when you buy something and you send a coupon, you get a rebate, you know, save some money. With a prebate, before you go spending money, you get $1,000 a month. If you're unemployed or low income, the reason why everyone's getting the prebate is to pay for the essentials of life, the necessities of life. And what it means, since the rate is 20%, the inclusive tax rate is 20%, that means because the annual figure would be $12,000, $1,000 a month times 12, $12,000. That's the equivalent of spending $60,000. 20% of $60,000 is $12,000. Not hard to understand the math. So everyone that spends $60,000 or less is not subject to any tax, because the prebate that you get each month offsets the taxes. Everyone pays the same tax rate of 20%. This is a proportionate tax, but it addresses the regressivity of a consumption tax by having that prebate. Once you start spending above $60,000, you will continue to pay 20%. In other words, my example of a loaf of bread, the first dollar, if you buy a dollar loaf of bread, in the price of that loaf of bread is 20 cents consumption tax that goes to the federal government. And there's a small fee of 25 basis points or 0.25% for the retailer that collects it, and a small fee of 25 basis points or 0.25% for the state for collecting it. The rest goes to the federal government, and that's how the federal government is financed. Now, I wanted to go over that for this reason. The elite in Washington, D.C., both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and the people in K Street, are totally against. The biggest resistors to the fair tax and a consumption tax are the people that work for the corporations that want to maintain the existing tax code. So both on the immigration issue and on the taxation issue, you have powerful people, the wealthiest and the most politically connected people that do have lobbyists that will fight this tooth and nail. I'm not saying what Donald Trump wants, for example, and what the American people want. There's going to be a battle. There's a divide here from those that are with the people and those that are against the people. Principal politicians with integrity that have not sold out, and unfortunately, that's most of the Republican leadership. And that's why they are against Trump, they're against Ted Cruz, they're against Mike Lee, and yes, they're against Rand Paul. There's no accident that Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker are on my list. And if Mike Lee were running, he'd be on my list too. I'm not saying this is going to be easy, because even if a Trump-Cruz ticket were nominated and elected, you still got the problem of passing the law in Congress. And I think the Republicans will win. Why? And that is the next segment. And to some extent, I'm repeating myself here, but more and more it's clear to me. A number of things are clear. Hillary Clinton wants to be president of the United States. She is not going to withdraw from this campaign. It's not going to happen. The only way she won't be the Democratic Party's nominee is if someone pushes her. Now, what I mean by push, she's criminally indicted for multiple felonies. Do you think President Obama's going to do that? I don't. I had a conversation before the show, and I was telling, I don't think Obama's going to do it. Now, why not? You don't think the Clintons have a lot of dirt on Barack Obama? Give you one instance. What really happened in Benghazi, where both President Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, UN Ambassador Susan Rice lied to the American people. I don't have time to go over Benghazi. But that was a terrorist attack from the get-go, well-planned and executed. It wasn't any spontaneous demonstration caused by a YouTube video. That was a big cover story lie so Obama could get reelected. So Clinton was in on what was going on, so were the Obama administration. They did not want to expose the failures and the continued failures of President Obama's foreign policy in Libya, Syria, and now his disastrous treaty that he calls an agreement that should not be passed. So both Clinton and Obama have considerable dirt on each another. And I don't think Obama, for that reason, will indict her while he's president. The investigation will be slowed down. The indictments will be slowed down. Ultimately, I think she will be indicted. If Donald Trump were to be elected on a Trump-Cruz ticket or any other ticket, whoever he appoints attorney general will not have the reluctance of this attorney general of indicting Mrs. Clinton. That's why I think she's not going to get out. She'll minimize her interaction with the press. She'll try to ignore it, talk over it, and she might get away with it. Because like I say, many, many people, the majority of American people, politics is not their primary concern. It's earning a living, getting an education. They have a life. They have a family, children. They have activities that they're involved in. Most American people simply are not interested that much in politics. They become interested in politics right before a primary and right before the general election. But most other times, they're not following it. And because the major media, the television networks, with the exception of Fox, although the email scandal and the crimes related to it are hard to ignore. They're being ignored. What the Clinton administration fears is that the FBI announces that Mrs. Clinton is a target of a criminal investigation. That would be someone pushing her. And she will strike out at who's pushing her, and that is Barack Obama. That's why I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Ultimately, it will happen because I think there's so many crimes here, felonies. Talk to attorneys that worked in the Justice Department. They'll cite several statutes that she's broken. She can lie as much as she wants the American people, but it's not working because if you go to attorneys that have worked in the Justice Department that understand classified documents, how they should be handled, the archiving of documents, that's one area that she's not only violated procedures, she's broken the law. The other area, and I think this is even more damning, is investigation into foreign contributions paid into the Clinton Foundation that have the appearance, if not the reality, of being bribes. And then you have the whole issue of obstruction of justice, her destruction of the server, its contents. And I always get a kick about this because I at one time worked in information technology briefly, but I'm somewhat educated in it. And I know there's once you email something, there are multiple copies of it. And you could totally smash, destroy your server, the hard drive that it's on. There are copies out there. And that is going to be what I was going to emphasize. I've emphasized this before, but I'm surprised, truly surprised, how many commentators seem to forget about this. If I've heard once, I've heard at least a dozen times. The Secretary of State, whoever that is one of the top targets of foreign government intelligence spying agencies. For example, Russia, Communist China, the Islamic Republic of Iran, just to name three, as well as our allies. So our enemies target, for example, not only the Secretary of State, the CIA director, National Security Agency head, who's usually a four-star general, as well as Secretary of Defense, most cabinet officers, as well as the presidents, are targets. They all know this, and they're all briefed about the importance of securing your communications. And you got to be very careful. Hillary Clinton was briefed on this. The problem Hillary Clinton has, she's a control freak. She wanted to hide her communications. That's why she set up, or had set up, a personal, several actually, email accounts, but stored in one or two servers. The problem is why you have private emails that are her business. I'm not interested, and neither is anybody else, in her private emails. She keeps bringing it up. It's my business, and I was not going to turn over my private emails. Nobody cares, Mrs. Clinton, about your private emails, whether it's your plans for your daughter's wedding, your yoga classes, or anything else. I don't care about it, and frankly, neither does anyone else. Where you cross the line is setting up that server instead of using a government server that at least has one or more protections built into it. That was your first and biggest mistake, because classified documents from sensitive all the way up to top secret and above, SC special compartment type satellite photos, they're going to be communicated to you. And if someone takes off the security designation, it still means it's classified. Whoever did it is committing a crime, and it's probably one or more of your assistants or whoever sent it to you. And what makes the document classified, whatever category that is the content or the information that you're getting. She said yesterday, as an official, I determine whether it was classified. Mrs. Clinton, that's a lie. The National Security Agency, the CIA, and other intelligence community agencies determine if it should be classified or not. And most of the time it is. You don't have the authority at all to declassify it. Stop trying to throw dust in people's face. It's not going to work. I've watched Mrs. Clinton for many years. And one of the things she'll do on occasion, and she did it, I think, well, I know she did it yesterday, but I think once she said it, she regretted saying it. She likes to play dumb on occasion. A good example of this is when Senator Rand Paul was questioning her over Benghazi. And Senator Paul was questioning her over the fact that arms were being shipped into Syria by the United States government. She played dumb. I don't know what you're talking about, Senator. There have been multiple press reports, including in the New York Times, that this was a covert operation run by the Central Intelligence Agency. And what they're doing, we're shipping arms from Libya into Syria. But she played dumb. She knew what was going on. Now, she ended that segment of the testimony, well, you'll have to ask the other agency. But initially, I don't know what you're talking about, Senator. I haven't heard that. I'll have to check that. She knows fully well what was going on. She was read in. She wasn't outside the loop. It was a covert operation that the President of the United States authorized. The CIA had the lead, had upwards of 35 people there. They were involved with shipping arms from Libya to Syria, as well as providing trading and intelligence. Unfortunately, the operation was blown when the so-called diplomatic facility was attacked, and then the CIA annex was attacked, and as a result, four people lost their lives. Then the covert operation was blown, and then she started a lie as to the president and the UN ambassador. Well, yesterday she was pressed, and it was really a yes or no question. Did you wipe your server? Now, the answer is yes, I did, or no, I did not. A more precise question was, should have been, did you wipe your server, or did you order anyone that works for you to wipe the server? Now, I'll tell you the answer. She did. She did. She's lying about that. And that's why the question was asked, to get her on the record, yes or no. And she starts in, well, my emails are my business. They're private. That's not the question. You're being non-responsive. And that's what she does. Mrs. Clinton is in serious trouble. And so are the people that work for her immediate assistants. Right now, it looks like Mrs. Clinton eventually will be indicted. And I don't know if they're going to send her to jail or not. But they should. They should on multiple counts. And she knows if a Republican president is elected and a Republican attorney general is appointed, she's toast because they'll go after her and there won't be political interference. The FBI will be told, as well as the National Security Agency, Mrs. Clinton is a national security risk. I want her completely, thoroughly investigated, whether or not she was accepting bribes, whether or not she was passing along classified information, what laws regarding the handling of that classified documents were broken. She better get a lawyer. I know she already has one. She's in serious trouble. And it's only a matter of time before the announcement is made that she is a target of a criminal investigation. That is the words that her campaign don't want to hear. Once that happens, for all practical purposes, it's over. Will it happen before the election? I don't think so, because I don't think President Obama will authorize that. He will want it delayed, 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 run out the clock. Does that mean he's not getting the dirt on her? No, he is. Now, here's what I want to emphasize. Yes, Russia, China, Iran, and many other countries were targeting Mrs. Clinton. I think they have some, if not all, of her communications that she engaged in that use that server. But what's being forgotten, and I've mentioned this at least twice on other shows, who else has it? The National Security Agency has it. Now, initially, they weren't targeting her. The National Security Agency, for over 12 years, actually going on 13 years, has been collecting all American citizens' communications over the internet. All your emails, all your videos, all your tweets, all your search engines, all your searches, all your photographs, videos, whatever you have communicated over the internet, the National Security Agency has a copy of it in one or more of their databases, and they have backups. Does that mean they were reading or listening? No, they literally don't have time because their major focus are foreign governments and the leadership of the government and the military. We're targeting foreign governments, and the foreign governments are targeting our leaders and military commanders. Don't forget about that. Now, here's what happens. If you are made a target of the National Security Agency, what happens? They build a dossier on you. They pull out or data mine. They query that huge database, and they build a dossier that has all your emails, all your phone calls, all your photographs, tweets, financial transactions, your bank statements, your phone calls. They have it all. Anything that went over the internet or the telephone network, the exchanges, as well as wireless phone calls, you know, your cell phones. They have all that information. What's required is they have to have a reason to target you. Usually it's because you're a terrorist or you're engaged in criminal activity, engaged in espionage. There's a long list. Engaged in drugs, smuggling drugs in the country. There's a list, and if you meet certain criteria, you're targeted. However, the President of the United States, through his own staff, can order the National Security Agency to target one or more people. Now, he has to have justification for doing it. And most of the time, what is it? It's national security. So-and-so should be targeted because they're a national security risk. Mrs. Clinton is a national security risk. In other words, that is by far a legitimate order of President Obama. I don't know when it was issued, but I think it's been months, if not years. And as a result, the national security is building this dossier and having one or more intelligence analysts going over it. That's what's going on. They do it to get leverage on the person they're targeting. And believe you or me, they have the leverage because they have access to all our emails, all our phone calls, and really any communication over the internet. Now, this information many times can't be used in a court of law because the NSA does not want to disclose what information they have. So what usually is done is they have a parallel investigation by the FBI where the National Security Agency tells the FBI where to look. That's what I think is going on right now. So the FBI goes out, questions people, and builds the case with the assistance and support of the National Security Agency. And all of this is legal. See, that's the problem of the invasion of your privacy under the Fourth Amendment. Technically, the National Security Agency shouldn't be doing it because what they're doing violates your Fourth Amendment rights. That doesn't mean that didn't stop them. And this was set up under George W. Bush. But Obama likes it. And I call this turnkey tyranny. All it takes is an unscrupulous president to turn the National Security Agency on his political opponents. Now, in this case, I think if President Obama did this, and I'm sure he did, it's completely legal. Because what Secretary of State Clinton was engaged in clearly violated many laws, many procedures. That's why I believe she better get a very, very good criminal lawyer. They have the goods on her. This is almost, or will be, an open and shut case. The only question is, will she go to jail and how long? Obviously, if she's going to become president, she's going to stop this and slow it down and probably use the National Security Agency on her political opponents. And that's the danger. And I do not put this, the Clintons would do it. Because they've done it in the past. That's their record. They try to get leverage. Usually what they do is they hire a law firm that hires investigators and tries to dig up dirt or leverage on people and use that against them primarily to shut people up. And I have no doubts that Hillary Clinton, that's what would happen. I don't want her to be president of the United States. I don't trust her. I think she's a criminal. She's a liar. She lacks integrity. The Democratic Party has a problem. They have a severely damaged candidate that has hundreds of millions, really billions of dollars, has a network, and that's the only candidate. Yet because she's severely damaged, and at any time this can blow up. There have already been leaks that they're finding more and more classified information and that the FBI has recovered some of those emails from either her server or backup servers. I'm not surprised. I think this is somewhat of an act. The National Security Agency has it all. And believe you me, although agencies don't like to cooperate, when the president orders them to cooperate, the FBI is being pointed as to where to look. And they're going to look. Ultimately, she will be the subject and target of a criminal investigation. She will be indicted and convicted. In other words, her past pattern of behavior has caught up with her. So she's not going to voluntarily withdraw from this campaign. It's not in her interest to. She's going to have to be pushed, and I don't think President Obama wants to push her because she'll push back. In other words, they'll destroy each another, and they understand that. Call it mutually assured destruction. They both have damaging, severe leverage or dirt on each another. So don't expect Hillary Clinton to withdraw, and don't expect President Obama, his Justice Department, to move forward in an expedited manner. They should. This should have been going on for at least several months, if not several years, because her criminal behavior has been going on for that long. In other words, the Justice Department and the FBI need to move out on this. They haven't. They've dragged their feet. Now, because of public pressure, public opinion, they're being forced to do it, but they're going to move very slowly. And to the extent you'll see anything, there will be leaks to news people, whether it's the New York Times, Washington Post. In other words, they're trying to nudge her or push her out of the race, but she's not going to budge. It's not in her interest to budge. So the bottom line is this. Remember, the National Security Agency has most, if not all, of her communications, especially emails and phone calls, both classified, unclassified, as well as personal. They got everything. And they have a dossier on her, and they're looking it over. And they've been looking it over probably for months, if not over a year, at the direct orders of the president. If I were president, I'd give that order. She's a national security risk, what she did. So it's a legitimate order. And believe you me, the NSA is going to snap to and go after her. She's a target. And see, that's the problem with the system. They've collected all this information on every American. They didn't go to a court of law and ask for a search warrant that specifies you engaging in criminal activity. You see, and that might ultimately save Mrs. Clinton. That's the irony of it. It exposes the tremendous risk, the turnkey tyranny of a national security agency that has all this information. And it's automatically collected every single second of the day. And then when they want to target someone, that's when they start data mining it, pulling that out, start listening to it. And that's whoever's on that target, the government is after you, and they're trying to get leverage on you. It might be to shut you up or blackmail you or engage in other activity for the United States. It might be to try to stop you from smuggling drugs into this country or committing a terrorist act. So Hillary Clinton should get a criminal lawyer, the best that she can afford, and she has a lot of money, but those are expensive people, because I think she will be indicted and ultimately convicted. We'll see. I don't think she'll get the nomination, and frankly, she won't get elected. So the Democratic Party has a real problem. They have a candidate that's the leader that will not get out. And what's happening? And this is panicking them. Trump is within 6 points on a recent poll of Hillary Clinton. Give it another 30 or 60 days, he'll be beating her by 6 points. With that, I have to close the show. Thank you very much for listening. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with the voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio, podcasted by ProcPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.